Blog Talk Radio.
Studios in Eugene, Oregon. It's Oregon Update with your host, Robin Simmons, the show that talks about everything and anything that's in the news regarding Oregon and the nation. You can join Robin by dialing our listener line at 646-721-9887. And now, here's your host, Robin.
Hi, and welcome to Oregon Update. My name is Robin Simmons, and today I have with me Cliff Wilson, the former voice of Cottage Grove. How are you doing today, Cliff?
The former voice of Cottage Grove, really. As if that's going to mean anything to anyone.
Well, it would if anybody listened to K&D in Cottage Grove, or a little bit about your credentials, where you used to work and was the on-air personality for years at a time.
But, you know, interesting enough, I can't believe it, but I didn't know if I would ever get to this point that I could say this, but I'm retired.
Retired.
Can you hear that?
The retired voice of Cottage Grove.
I spent 60 years waiting for this. That's a long time. 60 years. I'm retired now.
60 years, and now I got you doing internet radio again.
The fact of the whole 60 years is now that I can say I'm retired now. The other problem is I'm also sick. Getting old is not fun.
No.
I tell you, I've spent years getting old because I don't know if I've told you this before, but in my life I was always the youngest one on the staff. I was always the youngest one at the radio station, or the youngest one doing this, and I always wanted to get older so that I could have that respect and that people would listen to what I say because I talk from experience, you know, and all that sort of thing. So for years I spent my time getting older. Well, damn it, now I'm older. And I'm not sure I want it. All that 60 years working at this and I'm not sure it's what I want.
Yeah.
So,
you're kind of reduced from terrestrial radio down to internet radio, which I guess is supposed to be the up-and-coming new thing on the block, so to speak.
I don't know if that's being reduced. I mean, terrestrial radio, I could be heard for 30 miles, you know. Internet radio, I can be heard for 30 countries, or 60, or 90, or 200, or whatever there are out there now, countries. Boy, what a difference.
Yeah.
What a difference.
Definitely a bigger audience. But anyways,
I was just going to say, your call-in number, your guest call-in number is sitting right here in front of 646-721-9887. If somebody wanted to call in and talk to us, I mean, the only thing is, now this can be heard in any country in the world, can't it?
Yes, it can.
Well, hopefully, if you're going to call in, do it in English. I've spent all my years trying to get old, not trying to learn how to speak any other language, so unfortunately. Well, anyway, we were supposed to be talking about something other than me.
That's true. This is Oregon Update, our very first show for Oregon Update, where we're going to talk about issues in and around Oregon, but we're not limiting ourselves to Oregon, just anything goes, as the description says.
Well, I would think of it as Oregon issues that affect everyone.
Correct.
Because one of the things that we were talking about yesterday is this business of cell phones and not being able to put it on the cell phone in your car. Now that kind of affects everyone because if someone calls you from you know Florida or something and you want to talk, what does that mean? You can't talk to them then.
Well, that's true. And one of the issues that's been brought up is that actually the hands-free devices can be a little bit more dangerous. The reason being is like say, for example, unless you have that thing planted in your ear all the time, you're going down the road, your phone rings, you don't dare pick up the phone because if the cops see that phone in your ear, it's a $140 ticket. So you're scrambling, trying to find your Bluetooth and looking all over the place, and by the time you finally get it in your ear, you know, who knows what ditch you would be in.
No, I don't know about that, Bluetooth, but mine's really easy, to be honest with you. I mean, and of course, well, I don't know. Mine is, I guess, always connected. I just stick it in my ear and push a button, and it goes.
Right.
You're right. It may not be done in time. That's my biggest problem anyway, is catching phone calls. If phone rings, generally before I get to the phone itself from halfway across the house, it's through.
Right, but I guess my point is that if I'm driving down the road and I don't happen to have the my Bluetooth permanently mounted in my ear, and say it's in my, I don't know, my pants, somewhere in the car, the phone rings, and it's already paired with the phone, which is the only way you're going to be able to hear the conversation anyways. You've got to scramble, try and find this thing, keep your eyes on the road, unless you can find a place to pull over, like who's going to do that. Find your Bluetooth, get it in your ear, which, of course, once you have it in your hand, getting it in your ear, depending on the Bluetooth, though. The one I have now is really easy because it's a headset style with a noise-canceling boom microphone. But my previous one, it took two hands to get the little ear piece over your ear and then get it in your ear.
I have a really complimentary ear or something.
Uh-huh.
My old Bluetooth thing doesn't have that thing that goes over the ear. It actually sticks right in my ear and just stays there. I don't and I had one before that interestingly enough, just the movement of my mouth moving when I talk, it would vibrate it out of my ear. But this new one doesn't. It stays there.
Yeah, I guess it depends on the manufacturer and the type. In fact, I could just see their new slogan for their Bluetooth devices. We here at Bluetooth recommend our customers stick it in your ear.
Yeah, it's interesting that you bring that up because, believe it or not, years ago I lived in Eastern Washington, and in the Tri-Cities of Eastern Washington was a radio station, KALE, and this was back when Walkmans, Sony Walkman, just coming out. Tells you how old I am. That was their slogan. Stick it in your ear. KALE, stick it in your ear. That was they did that for a couple years too. That was pretty effective.
Huh.
Interesting that you came up with it again.
But the thing is,
we need to come up with a radio, an internet radio that works on the road so we can do that with our program. Stick it in your ear.
That's right. KRBN News Talk Internet Radio, stick it in your
ear. Stick it in your ear.
Yeah. But the one
oh, come on
really,
now.
One thing that really gets me worried about, especially in Oregon and other states that are doing this, but Oregon in particular, because we are financially hurting, you know, is just like they did with the seatbelt law back then, where they claimed that they were not going to use it as a primary offense. The cell phone is a primary offense, the new law that just got passed in January, that they've already started their little stings for finding motorists who are not using the cell phone. I mean, using the hand.
You say they don't use the seatbelt thing. I mean, the only place I've ever been stopped for seatbelts is Oregon, and I've been stopped twice. The first time, I didn't even live here.
Uh-huh.
So they do use it.
Yes.
Yes,
in fact, I have an article on my blog, which the article is entitled, As Predicted, Like a Hungry Dog Waiting for a Bone, Police Are Looking for People on the Cell Phone. And no, I did not intend it to rhyme. It just came out that way. But
see, the thing is, I'm all for that. I'm all for that. I mean, if you're going to make a law, damn it, enforce it.
I agree. I'm kind of for and I'm against the law. The reason why I'm for it, I am for it is because, let's face it, there are some people out there who can't walk and chew gum at the same time successfully. But then there's some people like me. I've been using communication devices in my vehicle ever since I got my driver's license way back years ago. And So for me, it's not a distraction.
Yeah, right. Not a distraction. Of course it's a distraction. It may not be as much for you as for some other people who really don't even know how to use the cell phone, but of course it's a distraction. You're paying attention to that as well as paying attention to driving. Granted, I think you can do that perhaps, but it's still a distraction. And I still say, you know, there is no possible reason anybody has to be that accessible.
Well, I agree with that. And there was a time when we didn't have cell phones or mine didn't work that it was very quiet around the house.
I can remember, believe it or not, when we didn't even have a phone.
Yeah, I've been there too.
Actually, I don't know that I remember that.
I know people are going, no phone, oh my gosh. But no,
back to my age, believe it or not, I can remember when we had a crank phone.
Yeah, don't give me that.
I swear to God.
I'm going to call a 10-digit number.
Oh, and no, that's a dial. I'm talking about a crank phone. I'm talking about a telephone with a little crank on the side, and it's three longs and a short. I mean, I swear to God. And the thing is, we lived way out in the country. I'm getting off the subject here, sorry. But we lived way out in the country, and 40 people were on this one line. And so when you cranked your phone, 40 people heard the phone ring. And they just waited to see what the ring was, three longs and a short, and then if that was their ring, they went and picked it up and answered it. But everybody could go pick it up and answer it as well. And the neat thing about it was, though, we used it as an alarm to tell us when the school bus left. Each person down the line, as the school bus came, they'd put a ring to let us know where the school bus was. So we knew where the school bus was by ringing the stupid telephone. So... You know, it has its advantages and its disadvantages. You can't do that anymore.
That's true. Now you just hit your push to talk button on your cell phone and go, the bus is coming around the corner.
Well, I suppose that's true. Yeah. Isn't that only Sprint that does that?
But anyways, back on topic. And by the way, if you'd like to join the conversation, you know, call in at 646-721-9887. You're welcome to chime in on this or any other subject. But back to the cell phones real quick. I agree with you in the fact that there should be a law. But I think that the law should have some leniency in the fact that if you had caused or created a traffic hazard or an accident or something like that, then you should get cited for it. It should not be a primary.
Oh, then it's too late. Then it's too late. You've already caused the commotion. You've already been the problem. It's too late. We want to... The idea of this thing is to not kill people off rather than wait until we kill one off and then stop you.
Well, I'm sure you look at it that way. I mean, that's a good point.
I mean, come on. I mean, this whole business of cell phones in the car, if you think you're going to want to talk to somebody in the car, then have the darn Bluetooth thing in your ear and be prepared to accept the phone call and not accept the phone call. But if, you know, if somebody's calling you totally unaware, out of the blue from Florida, maybe it's something you want to talk to. But, you know, I can't believe they can't wait. Well, of course, if you're on the phone, I mean, on the road going a long ways away, maybe you're headed to Florida or something. But they can at least wait until you pull over to the side of the road. There's got to be a place you can pull over sooner or later. And then stick the Bluetooth in your ear, and then you're fine for the rest of the trip or whatever. I mean, I can't believe... People are so, I mean, be flexible, I guess that's the word I'm saying.
Right.
But people just can't go without talking. I mean, I see people everywhere. I used to, I'm sorry, I'm going to start ranting here, I'm afraid. But I used to be able to, you walk down the street and you see somebody talking to themselves and you know they're weird. Now everybody's talking to themselves walking down the damn street. It's just everybody's on a phone.
Well, and if you are kind of schizophrenic and talking to yourself, you blend in.
Well, that's true. It has helped with people with the disability, I suppose, because we don't know who they are and who they're not.
I guess the other thing that really worries me, and knowing how things start, okay, the law is created with good intentions. And just like with the seatbelt law, which, again, a new law going in this year, which is kind of related to my point I'm going to make. Again, the seatbelt law was created with good intentions. Now, as of 2010, there's a new law in Oregon that if you are under the age of 16 and you are traveling, say, from one in the Walmart parking lot to another in the Walmart parking lot, you have to be buckled up or you're getting a ticket. As of this year.
That is a different situation. That's protecting me from myself. If I'm, that's not, you know, the seatbelt, having that seatbelt is not on is not going to keep me from hitting someone or someone hitting me. That's protecting me from myself. If I want to take the chance of getting killed when somebody hits me, then I should be able to. I mean, I don't like the seatbelt. I'm serious. I don't like laws that protect me from myself. There's no way. The telephone is a different thing. That's distracting me, and I'm not allowing that is protecting you from me.
Right.
But when I'm protecting me from me, that's not a good law.
Well, my point is that, okay, like with the seatbelt law, we start off with, because the cell phone law was created because the cell phone is a distraction. Okay, well, the radio can be a distraction. Putting a CD in your can be a distraction. The
GPS is horrible.
GPS. They got the new 2010 cars or 2011 cars or whatever they are now are coming out with hard drives in them so you can surf the internet.
Yes. Well, see, now that's good because then they'll be able to get our radio show.
That's true. But other
than that, one's okay.
I guess my point is where do you stop?
Well, see, and that's where I'm going to start ranting, because that's the problem we have. We have too many laws, and we never take them off. Once they get on there, we never take them off. I think we should go into a huge campaign that laws have to be renewed every 5 years, period. Every law of every kind has to be renewed every 5 years, and if it isn't, then it automatically drops off the rosters and it's no longer in effect. And so if it's a good law, it'll get renewed. If it's not a good law, it won't.
That is a very excellent idea, in fact. I know that, you can go on the internet and find a list of dumb laws that are still on there, like in the city of Eugene. Technically, it's still a law that you have to have somebody standing in front of you holding a lantern as you're going down the street. Seriously, that is still on the book.
That gets a little expensive. How am I going to hire to carry a lantern? The expensive part is, where are you going to find a lantern?
Well, that's true.
I happen to sell those, by the way.
But no, that's an excellent idea because, for example, the Oregon legislature put out, I think, 3,000, 4,000 laws this last session alone.
Oh, Jesus. You've got to be kidding me.
No.
You've got to be kidding me. 3,000 laws just in 1 year?
Yeah. And that's the point.
How many did we take off?
Probably none.
Probably none.
In fact, the Oregon legislature is a whole other show. I can rant and rave on them for about 3 hours, but we won't get into them right now.
Really?
The economy, really? But no.
But this you're talking about the seatbelt law. Why is it that, to be honest with you, I honestly think that in almost every law, instance for every law, somebody is conscientiously trying to do something good. But we always carry it too far. Look at this seatbelt thing or children sitting in your car. You know, first of all, now we have to have a baby seat in the back and strap these poor little kids in the back where they aren't going to be able to talk to anybody, and it's horrible. Then all of a sudden we need to have them, say, facing backwards. And then all of a sudden now you have to be like four and a half feet tall in order to be able to sit in the front, if you're going to be able to sit in the front. Otherwise, you got to sit in the back. And sooner or later, you're going to have to be 22 years old before you can sit in the front and face forward, for Christ's sakes. And you're going to have to sit in the back with strapped into a big seat and facing backwards. I mean, it just gets worse and worse and worse and worse. And this is not helping anybody. It's not.
No, and if you want to be particular about it, I have a friend that's 100 pounds, 4'5". She's in her 30s.
Yeah.
And if you get technical, she should be in a car seat.
Right. And you know, the thing is, this law is actually doing more harm than good, because now you've got these babies stuck in the back seat, and when they start crying and doing things, the driver of the car is now letting go of the wheel, or at least taking their eyes off of the road and looking around to the back to take care of the baby or the kid or whatever. And we've got more people, I'll bet you, there's got to be a statistic somewhere that I'm sure it won't believe in me, agree with me, but there's got to be more active accidents happening because of that, because it's distracting. You talk about a cell phone distracting the driver. A baby or a kid in the back seat making horrible noises is going to distract the driver a whole lot more.
I agree with you. In fact, we should lobby that kids under 15 should not be allowed to ride in a motor vehicle.
Well, no, I think we should lobby that they should be in front. They need to be in front, right next to you. I mean, they can be strapped in and you know, seat belted in or whatever, but they need to be in front so that when there's a concern about them, you don't have to take your eyes, if necessary, off the road. But, you know, hello, that's really not that bad of an idea. Yeah. You've got to have kids in cars. You've got to allow kids in cars.
Well, true. But have you ever had to deal with those child seats?
You know, interestingly enough, generally, any time I've ever had to deal with the child seats, I've been in the back seat with the child.
Yeah. Well, they're horrible. They're unstable. They're uncomfortable for the kid. You know, because of the way the seat is mounted in the back seat, it flops around even when you do it tightly. And the whole point of it anyways is because the seat belts are designed for the adults, and so they don't fit the kids right. But I don't know. Personally, I just think that the way they're currently designed, they're more dangerous than what they do good. But
well, actually,
I don't have any data on that.
The new designs are better. I've been my sister's daughter's kids are pretty young, and when we go someplace, it's in a van, and they always drive. Somebody else is always driving. I never did like driving. I used to let my kids do all the driving. And I won't tell you how young I let them start driving. I'll be
That's probably a good thing. And by the way, if anybody does want to join this crazy conversation here or would like to suggest another topic, you know, you are more than welcome to give us a call at 646-721-9887. And so far we've been talking about cell phones, seat belts, and kids in the back seat. And
I was going to say, what topic are we talking about? You say if you want to talk about this topic.
Well, it's all related to driver distraction.
That's true. And it's just ridiculous that we will allow, like you say, the kids in the back seat, and that distraction is, I think, far, far worse than a cell phone. Of course, see, nowadays everybody is texting on a cell phone. You can't do that either. This texting thing, I could get radical and say, okay, I'll suggest a law, and that's that the automobile makers put a transmitting device that disables cell phones in the car. So when you get in, it blocks it, so it can't be used.
Now, actually, they do have that on the market, and it's been suggested, just like it's also been suggested putting them in theaters, which I can't.
Oh, there are people who do that. There are people who do that. I have sold some of those. I do the flea market thing with the technology thing, mm-hmm. And I've actually had several people that want the little things. Theaters and churches, for example, also. People and they don't like the idea that, and people do this. They go to church and then they accept a phone call and sit there in the church and talk to people while the preacher is preaching or whatever's going on. I mean, you want to talk about rude, you know.
Absolutely.
God has got to be upset at that.
Well, maybe that was God on the other end. But there was an article.
God would have more couth than that.
Yeah, I'd hate to see his ringtone. Anyways, there was an article.
Answer.
There was an article in our local paper, the Eugene Register Guard, a couple weeks back, and I was going to do a blog comment on this, but I didn't get a chance to. And it was I think it was an editorial, and this lady was editorial, letter to the editor, one of the two, and she was saying, I would like to have, or she was talking about a device that when she's in the car, and she's going a few miles over the speed limit, it would disable her cell phone for her because she has missed exits and has gone faster than the speed limit and has ran stop signs while she's on the phone. And I'm going, why don't you just put, like I say, put the cell phone down? Why do you need a device to make you more responsible?
Well, see, oh, boy, you talk about another show. We got to do this again right away because that gets into our whole society. We don't want to be responsible for ourselves. The government has to do it. Mm-hmm. The government has to take responsibility. So if I go out and buy a rotten tomato from the store and take it home and eat it and get sick, that's the government's fault, not mine. And everything has to be the government's. Has to control it, and that's one of the problems that we as a society are having. Not only are we not getting involved in our government, but we're turning everything over to them. We sit and complain about that very fact, but we do it just the same.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And like you said, that's a whole nother show. I got a whole list of topics on that one about. Well, and just one little thing I'll just mention, we'll get back on topic here, is when we grew up, we knew what it was like to ride a bicycle with the wind blowing in our hair.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Now, you got to wear a helmet. You got to wear knee pads.
Oh, God. I'll go off. That's protecting me against myself.
The only thing that, the only people that benefit from that is the people that make bubble wrap.
Excuse me, I was taking a drink of tea. Yes. Yes. Yeah, as a matter of fact. Now, I have heard people talk about falling off their bicycle because they have a helmet. It didn't hurt their head nearly as much.
Right.
You know, they lost an arm and a leg, but their head is fine.
That's
and,
true.
You know, that's to me, that's like I was watching a television show yesterday. And this lady, they were this was Americans, and they were in France, I think, and they were looking at buying a home in France, and they went to the window and opened the window, and the window, they were on like the fourth or fifth floor or something like that, and it was a big window, so it went down near the floor, and the lady says, "Oh, we can't live here because my kid could come over to this window and fall out the window." Hello, people have lived like this for thousands of years. I mean, you know, you're not in America to begin with, and so this home, this was an old thing. You know, this house had been in existence for 1,200 years or something like that. Teach your kids something. Take responsibility.
That's
in America,
right.
There would be a screen on there. Well, first of all, the screens that I've seen wouldn't keep a kid from falling out anyway. But I mean, hello, we've got to use some common sense here.
Right.
The government is. Protectors for everything. I'm sorry.
Well, okay, I was just going to get back on topic for a second. I was just thinking, too, back to the cell phones. Why don't we extend the law on hands-free devices and add bicycles onto that list?
Oh, I see.
Because I've seen people talking on the phone, riding the bike. I see them trying to text the phone, ride the bike. They're going to be just as distracted riding their bicycle as they are in a car.
But they aren't usually doing 65 miles an hour down the highway.
No, but they do. Okay, this is kind of somewhat on topic, but over here where I lived last year, there was a gal. She was texting on her phone, and she had her iPod or whatever in her ears, and she walked right onto the street, didn't see the traffic, got hit by a car and killed.
Oh, I'm going to sound horrible. Fine.
Yeah, well, I feel sorry for her, but the point is...
I don't.
The point is that she was totally distracted.
Exactly. And if you haven't got any more smarts than that, then perhaps you don't need to be here. I know I'm going to, oh boy, if anybody's going to call, that's probably going to be now. But, I mean, that's my opinion. You got to have some common sense somewhere. And if you don't have some common sense, I mean, any more common sense than that, then I'm afraid, in my opinion, you need to be in a home.
I agree.
And not allowed out. I don't care how old you are. Oh, dear. We're running out of time, huh?
Yeah, we are out of time. So, Cliff, again, I'd like to thank you for being on the show here. We'll do this again very, very soon.
All right. I'm looking forward to it.
And again, our phone number for our next show is 646-721-9887. You are listening to KRBN, Internet News Talk Radio.